Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. We're holding at the two dots, which is roughly a quarter down the Amud. The Gemara says, Mikra Muat V'Halochois Merubois. We had in our Mishnah three examples of something which is Mikra Muat V'Halochois Merubois. We had Hilchus Shabbos, Chagigois V'Ameilois. Harorim Hatluim B'Sara, Mikra Muat V'Halochois Merubois. Now the Gemara brings from a Braisa yet another two parts of halacha, which also the Braisa says, Tana Nigoyim V'Oihalois, Mikra Muat V'Halochois Merubois. The Inyan of a Negatzaras, also very few psukim, V'Oihalois, which talks about the Tumas Oihel, also limited psukim, but lots of halacha. Right, Gemara, Nigoyim Mikra Muat, Nigoyim Mikra Merubahu. Kamat, the whole Parshas Tazuria, half of Parshas Metzora, yeah, is full of the din of Tzaras. What are you telling me that it's a psa mikra muat? It's a sach, a sach. Omra papa, punkt faket. Hochi koma. The Brice is saying, Nigoyim is mikra meruba. Nigoyim, there's taka tons of psukim in Nigoyim. Valochas muatois. Relatively speaking, it's much less in halacha. Although, of course, if you look in Mesechtes Taharis, in Seder Taharis, the Goyim also has something like 20 or 23 parakim. Also quite large. But he means proportionately, in deference to the Mikra, there's so many psukim in the Goyim as opposed to in other parts of Halacha and parts of Torah. Aiholos is Mikra Muat. Aiholos is also many, many parakim of Mishnayis, but there's very little in the psukim. You have in Parshas Chukas, that Chas Shalom ips a mess in the oil, then the oil becomes tummy, the people become tummy, and the furniture, etc. Mamish mikra muat v'halochas merubais. Freit yimor mein afkimina. Why does the Braisa tell us that this is mikra meruba and halochas muatais? This is mikra muat v'halochas merubais. Nafkimina is imestapk lechom milze benegoyim. If you have a shayla gabi hilchas in the goyim, and you want to know the source where you should look for it, I'm mikroy gear, I'm kicking the psukim, because there's so many psukim by negatzaras. This is where you'd start for your initial research, your primary source. If you look in the Chumash, you're going to find very little about the Holos. So look rather in the Mishnah.
Holos is a huge mistake.
Avad, 20 broken, 25 broken.
It's smaller than
God. Oh, sure, absolutely. So more about the dinim. So we had in our Mishnah the third category. The third category began with dinim, avoidos, taharos, and tumois. And Aroyis Yeshlehen al Mashi Yismachu. Yeshlehen, Sidova, Soymich to Zayn, Yeshlehen. Aha. Freit Yimora, Yeshlehen Mashi Yismachu. Dinen, Michtav Tzivin, the whole parish is Mishpatim, half a parish is Kiseitzei. There's tons and tons of halachas. Dinen is referring to Choshen Mishpat halachas. Choshen Mishpat, there's tons of Gneva, Gzeila, Hezek, this, that, and the other thing. Shoymish, and Mechinim, Shemesacha, Shoyil. It's a Michtav Tziva. Zutimon Leinitzacha, Elikid Rebbe. We're referring to a specific halacha of Rebbe Desanya, Rebbe Omer, Nefesh Tachas, Nefesh Mamayin. Now, what is this case of Rebbe referring to? So, if you look up in the Chumash, in Parashas Mishpatim Takir, you have a Maisa here, B'chi Yenotzu Anoshim. You have two people, Nebuch, who are quarreling. And the quarreling is not just a sophisticated intellectual dispute. Unfortunately, it's not now gotten down to Nebuch physical acts. Rachman Litzlan. V'chiyinatzu anoshim, Reuven and Shimon Chas Shalom are fighting. And v'nogfu isha hora. There's a lady who's passing by who happens to be pregnant. And unfortunately, Reuven, instead of punching Shimon by accident, Nebuch, he punches this lady who was just an innocent bystander. So the pasuk says, v'liyatzu yilodeha, if she was pregnant and unfortunately she now had a miscarriage, but nothing happened to her. It was just Nebuch, a case of Nebuch, the children inside Nebuch getting killed. You have to go and pay money, Nebuch, for the children that were not born, these unborn children, Nebuch, that were killed. But the pasuk says him, what happens if she dies as a result of Reuven by accident punching this lady? Unfortunately, she died. Now, what does that mean, nefesh tachas nefesh? So the Gemara does not quote here, but the Gemara elsewhere brings b'shem the Rabbanan hold that this person, Reuven, is guilty of murder. Because after all, he killed somebody. And he intended to kill somebody. It's true he didn't intend to kill this woman, but he intended killing Shimon. by the fact that he intended to kill and he unfortunately killed, he is chayv misa. So if there was asro mitzvah edim, he takes the bez and he gets misa. Rebbe, however, respectfully disagrees. And Rebbe says, even though he intentionally wanted to kill, but he didn't want to kill this woman, he wanted to go and kill Shimon. The Gabi, this woman is considered to be an oinus. And therefore, what's the nefesh tachas nefesh? It's mamai. It doesn't say that clearly in the Torah. That's what the Gemara means, that it's yeshla mamash yis mechus anish michtav ksiva. So getting back to the Gemara, look at the Rebbe, decided Rebbe Oimer, nefesh tachas nefesh, mamain. Mamain means that if chas v'shalom, one of these two, Reuven or Shimon, kills the woman, then you don't get misa, but it's only mamain you have to pay.
According to the Chacham.
A Chacham disagree. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Our Mishnah has no disagree, look at the Rebbe. And Acharami in the Rabbanan's gears of the Mishnah, they took out the word dinim. How do you know? Maybe it means nefesh mamush, because that's what it sounds like, nefesh tachas nefesh. Here we just said in the pasuk v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh, and before that it said in the pasuk if chas v'shalom the man didn't kill the woman, but he killed Nebuch the pregnancy, he killed the, it was a miscarriage, the Vlad. What's it, even less than a Vlad? What is it telling the Pasuk? Onesh yonesh kashiyoshis ola balo isha venosan beflilim. Venosan beflilim means he's going to have to go and pay in front of the judges, in front of the bezin. Now that for sure is, we don't go and kill him, that's for sure. Onesh yonesh kashiyoshis ola balo isha. The amount that the bezin will assess against this individual. That certainly is talking about mamain. So therefore, there it says v'nosam b'flilim. Here it says v'nosata. And then the sin l'mal, the sin l'mata. Malal mamain avkan mamain. But because it doesn't say b'feirish, that's why it's considered to be only a case of yesh lehen al mashi yismach. And the next case of the Mishnah is avoidos yesh le mashi yismach. Frek timara yesh le mashi yismach michtuf sivan half of a yikra. Vayikra and Tzav and Shmini, tons and tons of halacha legabi, how you bring the kabbalas and oyla and achatas and ishlomim, etc., etc. The Tumali Nitzricha el halacha sadam. It's coming to tell you the din of halacha. Now, before we continue, what's so special about halacha? Halacha is, if you will, a weaker form of one of the avoidas. There are four avoidas which it says in the beginning of Masechtes Zvachim, then after that in Masechtes Menachos, but Iker we're talking about it in Masechtes Zvachim. There are four avoidas which are so crucial, they are so crucial that these four avoidas, if chas v'shalom, if a person has a bad machshava of pigul l'mashal, then the whole carbon is going to become pasul and fugal, kares, nishka kares, chutz hazman, chutz hazman, kaimai. Good. Anyway, the bottom line is, there are four avoidas. What are the four avoidas? You have the shechita, you have the kabbalah sadam, you have the halacha sadam, and you have the zrika sadam. Now, it sounds like all four of these are essential. However, in Masechta Zvachim, it says that one of the four is really not essential. Which one is that? That is the halacha sadam. Why is it not essential? Because what you can do is, instead of going and shechting far away from the mizbeach, and then you mekabel adam, and you have to take the dam to the mizbeach, go and shecht right next to the Mizbeach, and then you have the Kabbalah Saddam, and then you can go and be Zoydik right over there. You don't have to be Moilichit at all. And in theory, you could be Mevatel the Halacha by doing a Shechita next to the Mizbeach. However, when you do not do the Shechita next to the Mizbeach, which with Derech Kal was the case, because you did it next to the Beis HaMitbachayim, especially Kodesh Kudeshim, you did it but so far inside. Anyway, if you did not do it next to the Mizbeach, and you did a Halacha, even though that is a malacha, she'ef shirlevat, let's an avoid she'ef shirlevat, you could be mevatled it, but when you did do the halacha, then it has the same status like all the other three, and therefore if the koyin had a machshava of pigul, then the whole carbon is possible. But it's not just a question of pigul, it's also that you need a koyin to do it, you can't have a zar. You can have the Zohar doing the Shechita, but you can't go and say, okay, hey, you fella, come on in, you go and take the Adam to the Mizbeach, because anyway, you don't need to do Halacha. No, no, no. If you need to do Halacha, it's got to be done with a Koyin. And the Koyin has to go be wearing Big Day Kahuna. He can't be wearing Stam Yishtram on his Bekesha. He's got to wear the Big Day Kahuna. Exactly right. Can't be an Oinon, can't be an Oro. Anyway, the Maisa, the word halacha doesn't say befeirish in the Torah. Why the sanya? It says in the pasuk v'krivu. Now, what does it say, the hekrivu? The pasuk hekrivu is, the shochat es ben habakul of nei Hashem, go and shecht, the krivu bnei aharna kehanim es hadom, vizorkos hadom la mizbech, sovi masher pesach oyel moit. Now, if you just read every touch, in other words, you're just translating it, the shochet is better buckle of Hashem, you shecht, right? You slaughter it. And then what does it say? The krivu b'nei aharna kehanim es hadom. The krivu sounds like you're bringing it close. From a lashon of karov, the hekrivu, you bring it close.
Sounds like halacha.
It sounds like halacha. Abel ha-maise senishka halacha. Because the gechazal darshan the krivu zu kabbalah sadam. Now, how do I know it's taka kabbalah sadam? Maybe vekrivu means you bring it close to the mizbech. Jacques Rashi, because the word vekrivu comes right after vishachar es abon ben abakal of Hashem, and then it says vekrivu. You could not be moilach the dam unless you're makabel the dam. If your person did the shechita, now okay, now take the dam, vekrivu, take it to the mizbech. How am I going to take the mizbech? The dam is all on the floor. No, it wasn't on the floor. You have to be makabel. What does it have to be makabel? Oh, the vikrivu zu kabbalah sadam. You have to be makabel the blood. So now you're going to ask, va'afka rachmana b'loshen halacha. The Torah, however, uses the expression of vikrivu. It doesn't say vikablu es sadam. It says vikrivu. Why does the Torah go and say kabbalah sadam through the loshen of halacha? So you're going to tell me, how do I even know the vikrivu means halacha? I know the chsiv, it says another pasuk. V'hikra v'koynes ha'kol v'hikter ha'mizbeicha. V'omam marzu halacha se'ivarim lekevish. This v'hikra v'harnes ha'kol also means the koyin brings it close to the mizbeach. V'hikter, and then he's makter on the mizbeach. What did he bring close to the mizbeach? The eivarim to the kevish. On the kevish, from the kevish
that's
to the mizbeach.
That's certainly not an avoider.
It's not an avoider, but that's what's called the hikra.
That's right.
So, so I see hikra means it's halacha. So therefore v'hikrivu it should also be halacha. So why, after Achmona, the Torah uses the ekriva to refer to Kabbalah Saddam, when really the definition of ekriva means halacha? And I know the ekriva means halacha, because the hikra v'koin is a koil, v'ikter mezbeicha means halachas evarim lekevish. So, Frank the Gemara, why then does the Torah use the word hikriva, which is a halacha term, to describe Kabbalah Saddam? Remember, to teach you the halacha loitavka mechlal Kabbalah, that you should not go and separate halacha from Kabbalah. What does it mean to separate halacha from Kabbalah? That just like Kabbalah is an essential avoider, you cannot have Zrika Saddam without having Kabbalah Saddam. In those cases where the Shechita is far away from the Zbeach, you cannot have Zrika Saddam without halacha Saddam. And therefore, just like all the dinim apply of kahuna, of pigal, etc. by Kabbalah Saddam, it also applies by Halacha Saddam. What does the Gemara mean, tachlis? What the Gemara means, tachlis, is there is no Befeidish Apostle that talks about Halacha, and to tell you that Halacha is one of the essential four avoiders, because the closest we get to it is Vihikrivu, and that's not even talking about Halacha, that's talking about Kabbalah. Because I know that the definition of Hikrivu means Halacha. The Hikrivu is a coin, the Hikrivu is Vecha, it's Halacha's Eivar. So, Abba the Maisa, the Chazal Darshan, that for Kabbalah. So, therefore, it's considered to be Yeshla Mashi Yismachu, as opposed to Mecht of Ksiva. Look at the Rashi, Litafki Machlal Kabbalah, which is parallel to our Gemara, Litafki Machlal Kabbalah. L'chol Dvorel, for all purposes, Halacha is like Kabbalah. Even though this is not a core essential avoidah, you could, if you wanted to, shech next to the mizbeach. Then it's a real big, one of the big four avoidahs. Umafaglin is a korb with his din of pigul, the machshavta with a bad machshava. Utsricha kayin, ubig de kahuna, upaisel ba'oinein, the yoyshev, the orel. So all of this it doesn't say the fetish in the Torah. It's only because the hikriva, which really refers to Kabbalah, we're using the halacha of hikriva, which is a lashon of halacha, to tell you. So bottom line is, dushtait nish befetish, yeshla mashi yismachu, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to. And we continue on now to Taharois and to Tumais also.
Wait,
Yeah, but this
Lulay the Gemara really would have said Hektiva is both.
Yeah,
because it really goes together. You take the dam and you move it.
Sure,
but I think Tosfos answers that.
Yeah,
it's not a Melacha Chashuva. It's not an Avodah Chashuva.
Right,
you don't need it. It really has to go in the Kabbalah.
Is the right to good?
No, I'm not asking.
Yo, yes, they're good. So Gemara is right. Taharos. It says in the pasuk Taharos and Tumois. State in the Mishnah also. Yesh lehen al mashi yismachu. Freit Gemara Taharos mechtuk sivan. Have gamza parshis that talk about tuma v'tahara at great length. So what are you telling me? That's a yesh l'mashi yismachu. So my lechel l'shir mikvah d'loik siva. Mikvah is such an important part of tahara, and nevertheless, it doesn't say what the shir is in the Torah. The side state in pasuk. V'rochatz b'mayim. It says v'rochatz psor b'mayim, but that's a mistake. It's v'rochatz b'mayim es kol psorai. And therefore, v'rochatz b'mayim, Rashi points out, it doesn't say v'rochatz b'mayim, it says v'rochatz b'mayim, with a pasach. So b'mayim means with a hey idea, with a special, which is that special mayim? Mayim means mei mikveh. Doesn't mean to go into a bathtub or a swimming pool. It means you go into a mikveh, 40 so, etc. Now, 40 so we don't know yet, but we know that it's got to be mei mikveh. Rashi points out, it's not the same mamish mayim chayim like you need by a zav. There you need it should be a real natural be'er, a natural well, a natural spring. Here it doesn't have to be natural. You just go and dig out a mikveh and you have exactly. You have a megshamim, or you have megshamim with hashaka and with mayim shuvim. The bottom line is, it's got to be a mikveh. But now the pasuk continues on, v'rochel mayim es kol psorai. What means es kol psorai? Mayim shekol gufoi oile behem. Es kol psorai means his entire flesh, which means water that is enough that the entire body can go in at one time, and he can dunk himself, and he's covered over with the water. The kamehane, how much is that? Amal amma barum shol shamas. Why? Because the average height of a person is considered to be that he's 3 amas tall, and he's amma by amma in terms of width, etc., and breadth. Therefore, that's the normal, reasonable man, the average person. Shir Chachamim, now the Chum added, how much is that? I'm sorry, Vosok
Tiv. That volume is 40
salt. Shir Chachamim may make for boy himself.
So it's one of like a Kazayas.
Exactly. So on that it says, Yesh Lomashi Yismachu, Sitaka Du Asmach. It says es kol psoroi, but the shir of 40 saw doesn't say befeish in the Torah. That's why it's not mechtuk sivan. It's rather almashi yismachu. And then we continue on to tumas. Tumas also frek dimar mechtuk sivan. You got tons of psukim about tuma, the alish rotzim and the alinavelis and chas shalom ames. Everybody knows there's tons of psukim about tuma. Little loy tzricha, loy nitzricha, el lekadashim and asheretz. Loy ksiva. The shiur of a kadash, of a lentil, by asheretz, dosh teknish. The sign, how taka do I know the shear of a kadasha? After all, normally, our shiurim are much larger. Mit kezeisim, and mit kebeim, what's up, sir? Adashim and asher. So how do you get to this? The sign is stating, bosik bohem. Yochel bekula, tamaloyim and mayem. Yochel mektasim, tamaloyim. Yeah, no, you have nothing to be sorry about. Shal is vushte bohem, vushte mayem. I wanted to first finish the sentence in the train of thought and then tell you the psukim. Vushte bohem, vushte mayem. So there are two psukim up here. One bosik is, Eile hatmeim lachem b'chol hasheretz, kol hanegia bohem b'moisam, yitmo ado arev. Kol hanegia bohem. Again. Eile hatmeim lachem b'chol hasheretz. These are those that are tamei by alish rotzim, which are talking about the shmoinish rotzim. Kol hanegia bohem b'moisam, yitmo ado arev. If you touch them when they're dead, you become tamei. Okay, so it says bohem. But then there's another pasuk. Steht weit in der Posik, wo chol ha-shi-yipol olav mehem be-moysa mitma, ni kol kliyeitz be-yeger o-bar, o-sokol, kol kliyeh she-yosem alocha behem, ba-mayim yuva, tomi ad erbe toy. So steht, wo chol ha-shi-yipol olav mehem be-moysa. So one Posik says, kol ha-negir, bohem. The next Posik says, kol ha-shi-yipol olav mehem. By this tira of the two psukim, we are now in a situation of mayhem. I don't know what the story is. Mayhem. I am now mayhem. Zukti Marietz Desanya. Bohem Yochel Bekulan. I would think bohem means that you have to touch the entire sheretz. Hagantish bohem. You got to touch the whole sheretz. Tamulay mayhem. No, I feel a bissel. Yochel Mikzos. And I would think mamish attack a little bit. Tamulay bohem. Hagantish. So make up your mind. Is it a bohem or is it a mayhem? I'm now in a state of mayhem. Okay, Tzad. Achi, give me mitzvah, shehu kekuloi, that you touch a mayhem. Mamish, can I know? Okay, Tzad, achi, give me mitzvah, that he touches a mayhem. Shehu kekula, which is like a bohem. What does he mean? Shehu chacham b'kadasha, that the shear is kadasha. Where did chacham take that kadasha from? Shehen kein choymet, chilos b'kadasha. As we know, choymet is one of the shmoyne shiratzim. Choymet is a snail, and Rashi even describes how the snail grows. It grows in a klipa. If you look at the Rashi, choymet, about 8 lines before the end of the Rashi. It's a choymet of Rashi. Oyim ranishu min cherit shekoyden limga. That's the famous limga sherit. Which grows within a shell, that it keeps on growing and its ma'agel becomes such a round circular type of shell. As it grows larger, then the shell grows larger with it. When it initially is created, the whole thing is the size of a klipa shaladashi. So what does the Gemara mean to say? Even though when we see the snails, of course, they are larger than a little lentil. However, when they are first created, first born, they look like mamisha klipa shaladashi. So I see that it's already a viable existence, a viable barrier, shkoyach, in the shir of a kadasha. And thus made the Gemara says on. Since the Torah says, mayhem and boyam, so therefore the chomu mishayir, what type of small, little, insignificant barrier, however, it still has viable existence to it, what is that? Because the choymet, when it's chilusai, when it's first born, when it first is hatched or created, is bekadasha, that's the shir, and it's viable, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows. So therefore, that's the shir of miktas, kekulai, ameyem, and baim, shir kadash. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer, I agree with your whole intellectual exercise. I agree with the whole drasha here, boyev mayim. But instead of talking about the shear of kadasha, I hold its kiznav haltoa. Haltoa is a lizard. Znav means the tail of the lizard. If you look at the last Rashi, kiznav haltoa lefishe mefarcheses la'acha shenechtecha. If any of you have ever seen when the tail of a lizard is cut off, it continues to topple. To topple means to jerk around, to keep on moving back and forth. The lizard already dead. Is the chasimin that it still has chayis. V'hayna miktsos shekakula sheyesh bechayis. There's still some life in it. It's jerking around, even though it's dead. Technically, if you ask the aleh doktorim, but the aleh veterinarians, but the aleh vegetarians, they'll tell you that this lizard is dead. But nevertheless, why is it still moving around? So you see, it's still up to chayis.
It's like a snake you cut off.
Yes, exactly.
I remember worms we used to do it. Mm-hmm. We were very surprised that each part seems to move.
It moves on its own. Good. Anyway, so that's the minimum shear. None of this says in the Torah about Adash or Mizan Balta, and thus is Yeshla Mamash Yismuch. And now the final case of our Mishnah Arroyos Yeshla Mamash Yismuch. Yeshla Mamash Yismuch, Michlak Sivan. The Gans Parsha Achrim Moise Kedoshim goes through all the Arroyos in great detail. It's Olay Nitzricha, Lebita Me'anu Sosoi, the like Siva. Oh, Bita Me'anu Sosoi. The Omarava Miravitsum Abdim. Asya heina heina asya zima zima gevaldik. What is this all about? This vitamin sauce. So here we have to go mimayin a drop more in the psukim than usual. It's relatively straightforward, Rabbi Isai, but nevertheless we have a couple of bits. Anyway, so we're going to go into the psukim now. We're going to go deep into Parshas Achrimois and Yerches. And Moshe Teitu on the psukim. So now you have two psukim that have a bearing on our Gemara. We have first a pasuk. Ervas isha uvita loy segale. Then if you want to look it up, Achrimois, Yudches, pasuk Yudzayim. Yep. Yudches Yudzayim. Yudches is chai, Yudzayim is kimi and toiv. What we're talking about is not such a good thing. Ervas isha uvita loy segale. A person should not go and reveal the erva of his wife and his daughter. His wife, of course, is not a problem. I'm sorry. And her daughter, Shkoyach. Ervas ish uvita loy segale, and her daughter. Meaning that if a person marries a woman by the name of Shprinza, and Shprinza already was married before, and Nebuch, she lost her husband for whatever, and now she has a child from that first husband, for the Zivig Rishon, then the new husband makes sure, Chas v'Shalom, don't go and live with his stepdaughter. It's really no blood relationship. It's her daughter. Nevertheless, the Torah says, don't do it. Okay, so it says clearly, Bas Ishta. It's not his daughter, it's her daughter. Don't do it. But it goes one step further. As Bas Beno v'yezbas bito, even her granddaughter, loisikach legalis hevasa, shara heina zimahi, osir, osir, osir. So a person is not allowed to live with his stepdaughter or with his step-granddaughter. That's one possibility. How do I know that this is talking about a case of regular ishus where he married a woman who had a zivik rishon? Because it says elvas isha uvita. Isha means not just a woman, it means his wife. Because it's a lashon ishus. Ah, so therefore make sure if you marry a woman who had a pre-existing daughter, or had a granddaughter, or will have a granddaughter, make sure not to go and live with that girl, either the bito or the bas beno, bas bito. That is not our case, but that is the first pasuk. The second pasuk is a pasuk, a few psukim earlier pasuk, yud, ervas bas bincha, oivas bitcha, loisigale ervasa. Now this is talking about yours, bas bincha, bas bitcha. Don't go and live with the daughter of your son or the daughter of your daughter, which means your natural granddaughter. Don't go and live with that girl. Now the question is that referring to a granddaughter as a result of ishus, of living together with a woman be ishus? Doesn't say. The first pasuk says ervas isha uvita. This pasuk just says ervas bas bincha or vas bitcha. But it's more than that. If this bas bincha also happens to be the granddaughter of your wife, then we already covered that in the first pasuk. Ervas isha uvita lo isagali is bas benovi is bas bita. If a man is married to a woman and has daughters and then has Baruch Hashem granddaughters and lives with that granddaughter is also to him for two reasons. Number one, because it's bas benovi. It's his wife's granddaughter. It also happens to be his granddaughter, Ervas Bas Bincha, Bas Bincha. So why do I have to have two separate psukim to tell you not to live with your own granddaughter? So it's very simple. Because the first pasuk that we're quoting is talking about a pasuk. Oh, say good. The first pasuk is talking about Zivik Sheni, that it was not his granddaughter, it was his wife's granddaughter. The second pasuk that we're quoting is talking about it was his granddaughter, but not his wife's granddaughter. Now, how could it be that it's his granddaughter without being his wife? And now we're talking about that the wife died. We're talking about that it wasn't as a result of ishus. The granddaughter was created as a result of the fact that when he lived with someone, he did it without chuppa v'kiddushin. The Gemara calls it bita ma'anu sase. He forced himself on a girl. It doesn't have to be davka, he forced himself.
Mufutase would also
and
be.
The same thing would be by mufutase. It means that they live together. Stam hefgedik, a girl and a boy live together, and they have a daughter. He is not allowed to go and live with that daughter subsequently when she grows older, and he's not allowed to live with the granddaughter of that union or of that disunion or misunion. How do I know about the granddaughter? Because it's ervas bas bincha bas bitcha. There was no wife. There was unfortunately that they fooled around, or there was a chas v'shalom and oinus, ma'anus. In both cases, that's bas bincha bas bitcha. L'maisa, it's still your flesh and blood. It's your granddaughter. But l'maisa, the Torah doesn't tell you about the daughter. It just tells you about the granddaughter. Your granddaughter may anusosoi, or from a pitoy. Ay bazoi, what's the locha there? Now, al pisvor, we would say we learn a kal v'chomer. Ma, zachav, you're going to go live with your granddaughter. Zachav, how do you live with your daughter? But Rashi says that's the famous rule. Ein man mazhirin min adin, ve'ein onshin min adin. You cannot go and have asorah based on a din, or be an oinish based on a din, al tzakal v'chomer. L'maisa, it means only al tzakal v'chomer. Zgzeir shoviya, but no al tzakal v'chomer. So now the question is, how do I talk and know that a person is not allowed to live with his own daughter that was born out of wedlock, not as a result of marriage? If it's a result of marriage, a body is not allowed to, because it's ervas isha uvita. Not only is it its wife's daughter, it's also his daughter through the isha. So that's the double pashut. But how do I know his own daughter that was born not through marriage? Ah, you're going to go and tell me his granddaughter. That's the granddaughter shteitach, but you can't learn from a kal b'chayim. Says the Gemara, the way you learn it is heina heina zima zima. So now, before we get to the drush of heina heina zima zima, let's look at the first Rashi, who explains this much better than I. Zok Rashi lebitam anasasi deloy ksiva. Says Rashi, dilu bitoy meishtoy. Top line, Rabbi say, top line of the Gemara of Rashi. Dilu bitoy meishtoy, a bitoy from his own wife ksiva. Ervas ishu bitoy. Mashma, bein shabas mimenu, bein miish acher. Say, if this ishubita, the bas, is both of theirs, in other words, zivik rishayin, that they both got together and they married and they had a daughter, and that would certainly be her daughter as well as his daughter. Ultz bein miish acher, if it was a zivik shayini, where the daughter came into the marriage because she was previously born to this woman previously. Uksiv krachrin, and I have another pasuk, eves bas bincha, yvash bincha, minulav yevamis, bebita manasosoi, that this granddaughter that was born wasn't born through regular marriage. It was born a case of when he lived with his bita manusosim. Midlay oser hakosiv bas bita shel ishazu el bebas habas shenolda heimenu ubahikra the anusa bas bita bas benoiksiv. Bita loiksiv. So this pasuk is talking only about granddaughters. It's not talking about daughters. V'im toimer kal v'chaymer, sacha kal v'chaymer. Ein masir min adin, ein oynshim min adin. Midin kal v'chaymer. When can you go and be oynish min adin? You can go and learn up kal v'chaymer. You can learn a kal v'chaymer v'din imam min is. Umitzis asay, v'ilchaz avoyde, hupsuli kachim. That atalom v'kal v'chaymer. Ava lo yas horiz v'oynshin, umikrei nafkalum v'mesechses malkes. Feiti mor meichan nafkalum v'bitaman u'sosoy. So bitaman u'sosoy does not say in the Torah. His bitoy as a result of a proper union, to state. His granddaughter as a proper union, to state. A granddaughter of an improper union, state. But Lagabe, the daughter of an improper union, to state, tochnish. So how do I know? So I know now from Heina Heina Zima Zima. Now we state Heina Zima Zima. So we go back to the psukim again. The first pasuk that we quoted says, "Ervas isha uvita loise gale, ezbas bino, viezbas bito, loisikach legale servosa, shara, Heina, Heina, Zimahi. So it says Heina. Good. Now the second pasuk. Ervas bas bincha yvas bitcha loise gal ervasan. Kervascha Heina. So I learn one Heina from the other Heina. What do I learn one Heina from the other Heina? Just like in pasuk number one, the Torah equates Isha uvita to bas bino and bas bito. The Torah says there's no difference between a daughter and a granddaughter. Both of them are Shara Heina. Zimahi, and the first and the second pasuk as well that we quoted, Erves bas bincha yvas bitcha, even though it doesn't say bincha, as a result of heina heina, we now equate bitcha to bas bincha yvas bitcha. That's how I know the ashara loisegal ervasan. Don't live with your own daughter who was born out of wedlock, not as a result of a marriage. But how do I know now that there is an oynish that we go and punish? And what's the oynish? The oynish is chas v'sholem sreifa. How do I know that? Because in this pasuk it doesn't say the word zima. Where does it say the word zima? In the first pasuk, ervas isha vitloisegale shara heina zimahi. But since I learned now heina, heina, one from the other, so now I'm going to export the word zima from ervas ishu vita to the pasuk ervas bas bincha yvas bitcha, and even though it just says kievoscha heina, I will deem that pasuk as if it says kievoscha heina ulza zimahi. Why? Because as a result of the heina, heina, I can import and export different words and different thoughts. Oh, so the first, now this other pasuk bas bincha is also talking about zima. Okay, how does that help me? Because I have yet another pasuk. Another pasuk says, "Ish asher yikach es isha vi es ima zimahi, ba'esh yisrafu oisai vi esen." That pasuk is talking about a person who lives with his mother-in-law, who has to go to a psychiatrist anyway. But we're not talking about the psychiatrist now. We're talking about if he lived with ima. Isha sheikach es isha vi es ima. That's with his shviger. Zimahi. What's a lachem? Esh yisrafu oisai. Ah, so there it says zima, and here it says now zima. It doesn't really say zima. We imported zima from the other pasuk. So I now learn zima, zima to tell you that the oynish is an oynish of misa. So let's look at the last Rashi of this, almost the last Rashi of this parak. Amar Rava, where we left off. Amar Rava, the Ravitzuk Bar Abdimi Asi Heina Heina Li Isura Asi Zima Zima Lisreifa. That was the first pasuk that we brought. It says by Nisuin that he got married. Ishu Vita, Heina, Shara Heina, Zimahi. Uksib bi Oinsin, it says, Kirvoscha Heina, Mao Omer bin Nisuin, Osa Hakosiv, Bito, Kibas Bito, Ukibas Bino. Did the Torah equated the two? Ah, here too, when it says, Boinsin, Osa Hakosiv, Bito, Kibas Bito, Ukibas Benoi. So that's Heina Heina. Now, Asi Zima Zima, Lisraif, Miacha Shalamadita. Anusa minesua. Since you've equated and learned one from the other as a result of heina heina, umresua ksiv zimahi is now kima It's as if it also says now in the pasuk banusa also zimi. It says it parenthetically between the lights. The chaz v'lamed basreifa. Now let's learn that zima from another zima. What from the pasuk isha shika chasisha besima zima he beish yisur for oisin the asen. So just like over there, this sreifa. Here too, this sreifa. Therefore, if a person lives with his own daughter, say if it's a daughter mitoich nisuin. Say if the daughter based on anusa, that he forced the mother, in other words, he lived with a girl either against her will or with her will, but the maisa without the benefit of marriage, that child, that daughter, if he would learn to live with her, number one, heina heina tells me that it's osir, zima zima tells me that chas v'shalom he'll get sreifa. Now, does it say this anywhere in the Torah? No, it's only based on exeter shalom, it's a heina heina zima zima. That's what it says. Yesh lemamashi is mechul, but they're not michtav kesiva. So, yes.
I'm just confused with the psukim over here. Does it say zima in both these psukim, or he's saying that
it does say zima twice? But in the posuk of bita manu sasa, it doesn't say zima at all. How do I get the zima into that posuk as a result of the heina heina? Just like heina heina agzeira shava equates halachas, they're now equating the wording of the posuk. And therefore we're deeming the word zima as if it's repeated in the pasuk about anusa. It says, Ervas Pasvincha, Vas Pitchol, Isigal, Ervosik, Evoscha, Heina. In between the lines, in a parenthesis, it says also zima. Where do I get in between the lines the parentheses from? Because since it says Heina here. And it says Heina, by Nisuin, Shara, Heina, Zima, He. So Heina, Heina tells you, there it says zima, here it also says zima. So therefore it's an implicit parenthetical of zima. Now I learned zima to the other. Yeah.
Does he zima twice?
It says zima for sure. It says twice, but it says by nisun. It doesn't say it by anusa. Shara heina zima. He is by isha uvita. Isha is talking about ishus. But the pasuk ervas bas bitcha it just says kervas chaheina. It doesn't say zima.
So where's the second time?
Here.
Give picture.
Yes.
Eish Yisuf Oisav Yes, and that's the person in particular.
This is very much because they lived together. That's how it was a mulligan.
In one house.
That's how you should marry a woman who has the same name as her mother.
So you're saying that's a makar for the...
No, you have to go to Sakai. It's a thing that happened. He could have been an older man. A middle-aged man married a young girl, but his wife is also still very attractive.
Yeah. Anyway, but obviously it doesn't say Befeirish in the Torah, and therefore it's considered to be yesh l'mashi ismachul, but it's not a case of michtav ksiva. If you want, we can go over the psukim and get out.
It's just interesting, he doesn't bring it over here with
the reason is because the Gemara doesn't bring it. Our Torah only Sholim only quotes it from the Gemara. These psukim are in the Rashi. So unfortunately,
it's a mistake.
Okay, anyway, as I
said.
We say heina. Do you think it would be heina? Each one of these heinas should have
heina. If next time, Mitchum, if you decide to go into the Gemara printing, you'll put the Torah R on the side. Yes, Mazok.
It happens when a young woman husband passed away, she has a young daughter. She's not eligible for marriage.
Once again, start again. Sorry?
So a young woman, she has a young daughter.
Right. Yes.
Is she eligible to marry another?
But she can marry a million people.
Daughter.
He just can't marry her husband. But in other words, a woman that has a child, if she remarries, marries Yankel, Yankel's not let him go and marry or live with that daughter.
Can't marry a Kohen girl.
Sorry?
She's not money, she can't marry a Kohen girl.
And she's a Grusha, she can't marry a Kohen. Yeah, look there. Maybe she wasn't married. He didn't tell the whole
thing. Oh, she wasn't married.
Sorry again, Menashe.
Her daughter lives in the house with a new husband. Which is against what
you're saying. Talking about a kind of yichud now. Yes. We're not talking about yichud, we're talking about actual living together. In other words, like a man and wife, like male and female. That's what the psukim are talking about. Hilchas yichud is a separate story. Back to Agamai. Heine gufei Torah. At the very end of the Mishnah, it says that these are gufei Torah. Woman's gufei Torah. Dinim avoyois taharis, tumais aroyois, al yesh lemamashi yismachu, and these are gufei Torah. It says, mashma, these are the gufei Torah. Dinim is choshe mishpat, avoid is avoid is a kabanis, taris and tumais, aroi is a gufei Torah. And I ask you, and what about Shabbos? And what about kashrus? And what about a million other halachas? It's tariag mitzvahs. We've covered it here, taka five parashas, they're good, but what about all the rest? They're not gufei Torah. After the Gemara, hani in hanachloi, el eima, hein vehein gufei Torah. All of them are gufei Torah. All this is gufei Torah. Vada, not only the final case, but all the things that we learned in our Mishnah, the het and the dorim, and the chagigas, and the me'ilas, and the Shabbos, all this is gufei Torah. All of these are essential parts of the Torah. And we start a brand new perek. Ein dorsh baroy is vishloisha. V'li b'masa breishes v'shnayim. V'li merkava biyachid. Elam ken hay chacham u'mevim midatay. What the Mishnah is telling us is, when you're darshening means when you're learning, a Rebbe is learning with Talmidim. He's learning in the parsha of Aroyois. Don't learn with three. Meaning only learn with one or with two Talmidim. At this moment in the Gemara, the Havamina is, when it says, in Dorshan Baroyus Bishloisha, means Shnayim Vahu. You see, the first Rashi, Shnayim Vahu. Means three altogether. So don't darshan even for two people. Only darshan for one guy. Ein Dorshan Bishloisha, Shnayim Vahu. You're not allowed to go and darshan three. If you're learning Masa Bereishis, don't even learn Echad Vahu. In other words, don't even learn it with anybody else, just learn it on your own. You can learn on your own, but don't teach anybody else. Learn it for yourself.
You don't have a Sora then.
You have to buy it on scroll.
How did you ever learn it?
Anyway, this is just to have a minute. More is going to change it. Don't worry. Masa Mekov, of course, in the Yecheskel. That's already very difficult, very difficult, very esoteric, very hard to understand. Exactly. Vayim Mekov B'yochid. So Poshim Shal Mekov B'yochid means, says Rashi, Ein Shom Elohu Levadai. Even he himself. In other words, nobody should go and learn Masa Mekov. But then the Mishnah continues on, Elim Hoya, Elim Kein Hoya Chok. We're going to focus on this in the Gemara in a moment. Let's wait till we get to the Gemara.
Well, just Rashi, that the way you're learning the first part of Mishnah.
Yeah.
You're extrapolating that doesn't mean only two, but from this Rashi should be that you should learn that really two means two and three means three.
Baltimazay. And the Mishnah continues. I'm asking to everything you say. Kala mistakel barbo dvorm rosui loy ki'ilu loy bolo oil. The word rosui is a very unique term, a very unusual term. Rashi says it means be'erach like ro'ui loy. So think about it as if it said the word ro'ui loy. Kala mistakel, whoever, mistakel doesn't mean to look at. It means someone who delves into the following four things. Ro'ui loy, it would be better ki'ilu loy bolo oil, but he shouldn't have been created. In other words, these are things that you should stay away from. What are those four things? Mala mala, mala mata, malef nim, umali ocher. Because all of those four things could lead a person, chas v'shalom, to apikursus. The question is, what's the definition of mala mata, lefnim, and li ocher? So if we look quickly at the Rashi in the new Perek. See, Rashi says, arbor dvorim, hani de mafarish v'ozel, those that will now be explained in the Mishnah. Mala mala. Malamala mirakia shall roshia chayis. Chayis over here doesn't mean what we think of as chayis. Chayis means chayis vefani akoidish, different types of malachim. If you're starting to think about what's in the shemaim higher than the malachim. Umalamatim, and those that are beneath the malachim. Umalif nim, chutz le machitzas harakia le mizrach, those things which are beyond the machitza on the mizrach side, beyond the horizon, beyond the sky, beyond the who knows what, beyond the world. That means on the west side. Don't think about the west side. You see, you can't think about the east side, don't think about the west side, only think about Buru Park and other places. Anyway, that's how Rashi says according to the first pshat, malafnim malachim. Now, Rashi brings the toises. Presumably, Rashi didn't bring the toises, but a publisher afterwards inserted this toises in the middle of the Rashi. Says the toises, any yochel liyois masha pirish hamoira. That Rashi just explained. The malafnim malachar means a location which is chutz on the mizrach side, on the marav side. That doesn't really work. The malafnim chutz amchitzas harakia malachar the marav. Why not? Kideporach b'gemara, because we met Shem will see in a few blot on daf tezayin. The gemara is going to go and say bishloim malamala umalamata umali achar lechayim. Not that the Mishnah says, don't think about what's higher than the chayis, lower than the chayis, uli achar on the other side. Lechay means that I can understand. El lefnim, ma dehava hava. Lefnim, whatever happened, happened. So what do you see? What's the definition of lefnim? Alma ma lefnim means koidim le'oilamu. We're not talking about a location, a geographic location. We're talking about time. Ma lefnim means all the way before what? Before Masa Bereishis, before the Rabbi Yisrael created the world. What was Taka there? What happened before Kodesh Baruch Hu? Was there Chas V'Shalom, a state where there was a status before Kodesh Baruch Hu existed? Chas V'Shalom, of course not. Kodesh Baruch Hu has been from the beginning of time. So when you start declaring such things, Exactly. So that being the case, don't think about malifnim. So what do I see? That lifnim doesn't mean a location, lemizrach, it means, don't think about what was before Masa Bereishis, and don't think about Osalios, what's going to be in the future. Mention when we get there, we'll worry about it then. But don't start thinking about the Oilman Shomas when you're saying, Lechay means it's true. That's good. That's the Gemara on Dafta Zayin. Those three, malamala, malamata, malacha, lechay, those is good. That's not a problem. That I can understand. But what means malafnim? Malafnim, whatever happened, happened. In other words, if you're just going to go through history, so you'll add a little bit to your history. So that's, so you see from this that the word lefnim doesn't mean a geographic location. It means something to do with time. And that's why this Tosfos disagrees with Rashi in the definition of Lefnim Halacha. By the way, we're going to see on the bottom of today's omelet, Yet Shem, when we get there in another few minutes, that in fact our Gemara is going to suggest that Lefnim and Halacha is referring to locations and not to time. And because of that, the Tosfos here on the side says, if you look on the last Tosfos, Yochel Yishamala Mala Mala Mata, first he brings the Rashi, then he brings the other pshat of that other Tosfos, and then he says at the very end, V'yesh Loimar, we can go and say like the first pshat of Rashi, you can say like the second pshat. So Nishkefelech, the Lefnim Le'ochar, has both connotations, both a geographic location as well as a time element as well. Anyway, I'm Betoises.
We don't know because we don't talk about it.
Exactly. So let's not continue talking about it, and let's go on to the next shtickle. Whoever doesn't have Rachmanis and the covet of the Rabbeinu Shaloylam, it also would be appropriate for him, like Ro'iloy Shaloybola Oylam, as if he was not born. You're wondering, what does that mean? Says Rashi, Gemara, Mefarish, Mahi, we'll see Mechim in the Gemara, what means Lechos al Kavod Kain. Anyway, let's get back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah says, don't Darsh and Roy's Bishloisha, not Masim Reish Bishnaim, not Merkava Biyachid. Now, the way we learned it with the Havamina like Rashi, don't learn Aroyis with two, only learn it with one guy. Don't learn Masim Reish with two, meaning don't even learn it with one guy, you can learn it by yourself. For the Merkav V'yachad, don't even learn it yourself. Don't even touch Merkav. Don't, Yecheskel should only be on the shelf. Never open it up. Elam Kena Yechacham, maybe that, unless he was a Chacham. Freitimar, Amas Bereshav, the Merkav V'yachad, don't even learn it by yourself. V'hod Amas, Elam Kena Yechacham, maybe midatai. So Gemara holds that this is a stira. Why is this stira? Because Gemara says, when you're saying Lemer Merkav V'yachad, that you can't even learn it yourself. If you can't learn it yourself, certainly you can't learn it with a Rebbe. So it means you can't learn it on your own. How would you be able to learn on your own? Must be because you must be a chacham and mevim midatai. You must be a very, very intelligent person. You've gone through kol ha'tzeira kula except Yecheskel, and you're brilliant, and therefore, says the Mishnah, don't learn it even though you're so brilliant. But then the Mishnah continues on. Elam chacham mevim midatai. If you're brilliant, you can. So make up your mind. Because you can't learn Yecheskel unless you're a chacham mevim midatai. On your own, you don't even have a text, you don't have a Rebbe, so you can't learn it. You got to be a chacham mevim midatai. Oh, but then you're saying, don't learn it even if you're a chacham mevim midatai. But then the Mishnah continues on, but if you're a chacham mevim midatai, kem nechiyot, kem yotz, kem anish. Zoyfrei dimara, amris bereisha, lim akab v'yachiv, vod amris, elam kin hoi chacham. Everything mahochi kama. Ein dorishim barois, lishloisha, not bishloisha, like we learned in the Rashi originally, shnaim v'hu, but means you cannot teach the parsha barois to three people. For the masturbation lishnaim, don't teach the masturbation to two people. For the merkava liyachad, don't teach masturbation to one person. Elam kayi chacham amev midata. If he's a grace of chacham, then he can go and teach one other individual. But if he's not a chacham amev midata, he shouldn't even teach anybody.
He learned it.
Exactly. He can learn it on his own. However, to teach somebody else, that you cannot do unless you're. Now, why, Taka? Says Rashi, because the Masa Merkava is the type of thing that there are very few experts about, and therefore, if you want to go and teach it, don't rely on that I'll be able to go and ask Reb Yankel, Reb Beryl, Reb Moshe, Reb Shimon, Reb Yankel, Reb Reb Baba. You better know it yourself if you want to go and teach it to somebody else. Now, it doesn't say in the Mishnah, however, why you're not allowed to. It just says you don't. Ein Dorshin, don't do it. Why not? So now the Gemara is going to bring Mekaitis. Ein Dorshin Baroiz Vishlo Yishem my time. Ilay Mishnah, Nechsev said in the Pasuk. Ish, El Koshe Eb Sorei. leisikrivu legalis erva. So let's darshan. Ish is one guy. A second ish is two guys. Ish is tray. Because it could have just said ish el kosher, but sorry, what is it? Ish. So it means two. Okay. And then it's shisher besoroi, is chad, is three. The omer achmona leisikrivu legalis erva. Now, of course, the poshup shot leisikrivu legalis erva means don't be osek, don't do a maisa arois. However, the way the Gemara is darshaning now is maybe you shouldn't have two ishim coming together with a she'er, sorry, with a third ish to go and be megala the tamim and the sisrei and the parsha of arayis. Don't have three people getting together to learn the parsha of arayis, which according to this limud, that would be more like the original havamin of the Gemara. Don't even have three people getting together. Don't have two talmidim going to Sheherb, sorry, to a rav and saying to him, we want to have a shir in the parish of Arayis. Don't do that. So Gemara, if that's the makar, elamiyata, if that's what you're using the ish for to tell you about learning the parish of Arayis, elamiyata chasiv, ish, ki yikal elikov. If chas v'sholem, a person is going to chas v'sholem, go and curse the name of Rabbeinu Shalom Rachman Litzlan. So are you going to tell me it's got to be two ishim together, not one ish alone? Ish doesn't mean two. Same thing, it's ish yimitem mezar lamoylech. As you know, you're not allowed to go and do a special hakrova. Lamoylech was the name of an avodah zara, which was such a crazy avodah zara that people used to go and bring human sacrifices, their own children, rachmon l'islam. Some places, even their own fathers, they used to go and bring to this avodah zara. Are you going to tell me, hochanami, you're going to tell me ish means two, that only you're over if two people plot together to go and bring such an avodah zara? What do I use the ish for? To tell you, the ish is not an extra word for naught. That extra word teaches us a limud, and the limud is that a goy is not allowed to be mevarach as Hashem. It's one of the sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach. V'avodah zara also
is awesome. A euphemism.
Exactly. And v'avodah birchas Hashem, of course, chasher means faket. How do you know? What is the sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach? Aleph, beis, gimel, dalid, and the three cardinal sins of shvichas dam, gilui arayis, and avodah zara. What is the Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet? Aleph is Eva Menachai, Beis is Birchas Hashem. What we're talking about over here, Birchas Hashem, Chas Shom Faked. Gimel means Gezel, and Dalet means Dinim, that they have to have a court system. Anyway, so, Lemaisa, these two of the Shem Mitzvah Neinoach, Birchas Hashem, and Avoy Dezor, Doshetach, Ish. Hai Nami Mi Boyalei, what it says, Ish El Kosher B'sori, is also Rabbi Sassanachram Shem Zor Maloyes Yisrael. That's one of the Shem Mitzvah Neinoach, that's Avoy Dezor, and Gili Arroyes. All of them are part of the Ishim Mitzvah Neinoach. So I need the Ishish for that. So therefore I cannot say the Ishish comes to tell you about Limud by three people. Ellis says, you're right. Forget about that. I have a new drush. This pasuk is at the end of the parsha of Arayis, and it's saying, Rabbi Yisai, be careful. Don't chas v'sholem go and act like the goyim. They're doing these te'evois. Don't do any of them. One of them, by the way, of course, is Mishka Zuchar. You should always remember that those are te'ev. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara now, it says, Ushmartem, Mishmarti, Ushmartem is Trey Mashma, right? Trey Shmartem, Mashma 2. Mishmarti is Chad, is 1. 2 + 1 = 3. Don't even learn about these chukim, about these three avos. And so that's how I know you're not supposed to have a drosha of shloisha be arroyis. That's where you're learning. Shabbos, it's only two people together have to be shomer Shabbos. One person on his own doesn't have to be shomer Shabbos. One person alone can do all the malach. It's only two people can't do the malach. That can't be. Ushmartim is a mitzvah. Ushmartim is shmeres hakodesh. Hachanami, all the time you're going to see it's only two people together. Those kind of things. Elam Ravashi has nothing to do with psukim. It really is svaradik. What's the svaradik? My endoshin maris v'shloish endoshin besisri arroyas. Now besisri arroyas doesn't mean like masa merkava. Rashi says sisri arroyas means third wide line on the bottom. Third wide line on the bottom. She'enan mefurashis. Those that don't say befeish. Kigoyin. Bitam anasasai. How do I know bitam anasasai? Asya heina heina asya zima zima. And Rabbi Blum says we don't even have the psukim. That's why it's like a sisri arois. You don't even have the Torah Arishon.
Why not? It's like all others.
Oh, we're not finished yet. I'm a minute. Holds aim chom of aim chamoisai. All of these things don't dash just like my timer. Freitach repinchas from what's stuck in ish. Svara, what's a svara? Betray ki yasvi kami rabayu. If you have one rebbe and two talmidim. Chad shokl v'tori ba'adi rabbe v'idach matzli udne ligmara. It's very, very simple. If you have a rebbe with two talmidim, every once in a while you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is going to say, Rebbe, I have a kasha. Yes, Reuven, what's your kasha? See, he goes and explains it. Listen to the kasha, shokl v'tari. What is Shimon going to do? Shimon's going to listen to the discussion. Oh, Reuven freitach taka, good. Next time I hope I'll ask such good question. And the rebbe enter the zeh git. That's all fine if you only have two talmidim. But if you have tlosa, three talmidim, chad shokl v'tori ba'adi rabbe, one of them asks the kasha. Now, what are the other two going to do? The other two are going to shmiss between themselves. They're going to go and say, and Lenin, Meretel Shakla Batari, Meretel is being sparked. Meretel is being Lenin. But the Maisa, they're not going to hear the terrors that the Rebbe is giving to the other Talmud. The Reuven at good gefragt. But they're not listening because Shimon and Levi are talking between themselves. Another aspect of the halacha. They're not going to know. V'asan mishi yisur baroi is after the shir is over. Somebody's going to ask them what's the halacha. They're going to tell them it's probably this. Reuven Tak asked about it, but I wasn't listening because we were talking about another aspect. It doesn't only apply to Arois, it applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. Always don't have more than two Talmidim, because three Talmidim, they'll be Shakla V'Tari Badadi. So Arois Shani, the Mamar, because Arois Nafshi Mechamdosan, Umesav Lehem. Here there's a greater propensity, a greater danger, that the two Talmidim that didn't listen, after those are going to be Moira Heter. I don't remember what the Rebbe asked and answered Reuven. Not I don't remember because I wasn't listening when he answered him, but I assume he probably said that it's okay because after koich that teira adif, probably, and we have to be mekel, and when it comes to ilchas avelis and aloch gider mekel avelis avelis arayis aleph and ayin and mishalif and shemach and gamz drushes because the nashim mecham dosim mishav lahem. That's why it's so important. Don't have more than two talmidim. Veiti mori hachi gezel nami. You just said now gezel v'arayis. So it should say in our Mishnah also ein dorshin begezel u'barayis b'shloisha. Everything Gemara, even though taka nashim chadosim savlehem, but there's still a difference in the two. What's the difference? Aroya, he's been befun of Shloi befun of Nafish Yitzray. The Yitzahara shtip the mensh, sai befun of Shloi befun of. In other words, even if he's not there, Bishas Masamit and Erva, he chas Sholomit. We can't relate to it. But the Goyim, of course, can relate to this, and they think about the whole time about Aroya's, Aroya's, Aroya, Nafish Yitzray. Gezel befun of Nafish Yitzray, Shloi befun of Yitzray. If your money's not in front of you, don't start thinking all the time, how can I go and chap that money? So therefore, by Aroya's, it's so much more crucial not to have more than two talmidim. So that person should not be moira heter chas v'shal.
Okay.
Well, the halacha not to state in the Mishnah. Halacha mitzvah, but halacha shir. For the maaser bereishis mishnayim, it says in our Mishnah, don't teach two talmidim maaser bereishis, only teach one. Menor emili, how do I know? The Tanur Rabbanu state in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, kishalno liyom rishonim. Now, this is the Gantz Pasuk. Kisha'al no liyom, this is a Pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Kisha'al no liyom rishonim ashoyu lefanecha. Limen hayoyim ashebor likim odom ala oretz ulem mikze hashemayim vat kze hashemoyim. Haniya kadobar agodol hazeh oyanishma kamoyu hashoma om koyu likim adam adricha eish kashirmat ata vayechi oyanisa likim, etc., etc. So now the Pasuk says kisha'al no. Now, sha'al is a loshen yochid. A yochid is asking about the early days, the yom rishonim. Yochid shayu, vein shnayim shalom. That's how I know that you can only learn with one talmid maaser bereishis. Don't learn with him with two talmidim. I'll know one talmid is asking. Now yochid yishal odam koydim shenivra oilam. I would think that you should be able to go and ask about things that happened before Briesa Oilam. Tamaloima no, Kishal no. What is he asking about? Lemin Hayoima Shebor Lakim Odom Ala Oret from the day of Briesa Odom Arishoin. But not before. Oh, not before. Briesa Odom Arishoin was on day number 6. Is Yochel Yishal Odom Mishesh Mimbresh? I would think that you're not even asking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tamaloima no. Yom Rishoin Mashe Hoyu Lefanecha. Lefanecha means before the creation of Odom Arishoin. See, if you look at the whole passage in context. Since you have both Ashabar Lakim, Adam, that's referring to day number 6. But Ashayil Lefanecha means even before the creation of Adam Rishon on day number 6, which means from day number 1. Oh, so Yachal Yishal Adam Malam 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 Ocher, that you should be permissible all these four things. Talmud Loimar, Ola Mikti Hashemayim Akti Hashemayim. You're allowed to ask from one end of the universe, one end of the heavens to the other end. Now notice, here we're not talking about time anymore, here we're talking about location. I would think a person is allowed to ask according to the way Tosis learned Pshat Malafnim, that means Mashahoya and all the way prehistoric before Masim Brejim, blah, blah, blah. So what's the Gemara answering? Well, that from one end of the heaven to the other end, these are locations, this is geography. So you see from this, says Toisviz, that this the pshat of Rashi is also correct. That when it says malafnim malaochar, is not only referring to taka time, but it's also referring to chutz lemachitzas or rekiya lemizrach and chutz lemachitzas lemarv. Anyway, malafnim means beyond the machitzas, in front of the machitza. The machitza ends wherever it ends, and in front of that, or in back of that. In other words, both in the mizrach side of the shemaim and on the marav side, whatever's beyond the machitza, that's Lashon Rashi. Chutz al-machitza sarakia. There's some sort of partition where the world ends. Where does the world end? I don't know. But wherever it ends, beyond that, don't even think about it, don't even talk about it. Anyway, so we see taka both pshatim. The Gemara in Daf Tezayin will ask, ma'alafnim ma'hoya hoya, ma'dahava hava, which is time. Here the Gemara is talking about location. Both of these are prohibited, like Toysa said. Don't think about these things. Don't talk about it, because Chas Shalom, if you talk and learn about it, Roy loy, Rosaloki, loy, bol, oilam, Reb Hanan, Yemen Akasha, Oyme Rotz, Akadish Bokhul, Zakas, you see.